Friday is the final scheduled day of the Iowa legislative session, which means time is running out for a decision on public education funding. If lawmakers adjourn with the issue unresolved, Southeast Iowa taxpayers could take a financial hit. Residents in the Burlington School District face a $1 increase in next year's property tax rate. School district business manager Chris Stinslin says it will add $500,000 to the district's cash reserves. She says that will help offset a potential freeze in state aid.
We had to publish this budget much higher for a tax rate than we really wanted to, but it's the only way the process works.
And it's not just Burlington that certified a much higher property tax rate. Keokuk's budget is based on a $1.50 increase, while Fort Madison's includes a 78-cent hike. Those worst-case scenarios are based on the possibility Senate Democrats and House Republicans won't reach an agreement on per-pupil funding. However, districts could drastically cut their rates if a deal is reached. An agreement would also benefit districts not in the same financial pinch. Central Lee Superintendent John Henriksen says his district's property tax rate is set to decline due to an increase in enrollment, but he cannot decide whether to hire an extra third-grade teacher.
We have to hold off on adding another section because we don't know what the new money is going to be.
Unlike Henriksen, superintendents across the state say they will lay teachers off before tomorrow's deadline for pink slips. They say they have to do that in case they receive less state aid. That is not anticipated locally. Instead, local school districts and taxpayers will continue to play the waiting game to see how much the indecision in Des Moines might cost them. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.